That can only mean one thing only. It's Christmas and warm beer in the cheap seats. I mean, the music's obvious, everyone. It's WBCS. I'm Casey. I'm with Big Mike. And Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas, everybody. Welcome to the show. Special Christmas show.
Yep, that was our Christmas music, obviously.
Yeah, of course. If you didn't know that was Christmas music, you must have bumped your head.
Yeah, I mean, sure, it's not up there with the John Denver and the Muppets, A Christmas Together album.
I really like Burl Ives myself. Holly Jolly Christmas.
Silver and Gold.
Silver and Gold. Silver and Gold. The Rudolph special. I think that made him.
Yep.
His Christmas album.
Yes.
So, yeah, so it's Christmas time.
Yeah, so.
Christmas show.
Christmas show. We're obviously doing this a little different. We're doing this live on a Tuesday, not Tuesday. Live on a Friday, which is, we haven't done this in probably in about a year.
Yeah.
Like,
what Tuesday was our original night, wasn't it? Was it Tuesday or actually, Wednesday?
We used to do Wednesdays.
Wednesday
we did Wednesdays
night.
For the longest time. I think, well, in say version 1.0
of Warm Beer and the Cheap Seats.
But since this podcast, we've definitely been doing, Fridays.
We're a Friday show.
We're a Friday show.
We're like the Tukey Birds.
Right.
Tukey Birds of podcasting.
Tuesday. See, it just doesn't have
the same ring as Friday. But it's Tuesday. We plan to bring you some Christmas joy.
That's right.
So let's do it.
Let's do it. So as we're waiting for we got a couple people that'll be joining us here in a little bit. Have you watched on HBO Succession at all?
No. Fill me in.
Okay, so, and I kind of look at them like, I think they're kind of doing a take on like Rupert Murdoch and what possibly is going to go down to Fox if, you know, he retires with kids and being a media magnate. So the first episode, and they're like on season like 3 or 4 now. The first episode starts with there's going to be a major press conference. This guy that's like a media giant is going to step down. And the oldest son is just an assumption that he's going to take over. And he was someone that kind of had a checkered past and like maybe had fucked up and got a little wild and loose and maybe had a drug problem. And
had a good time with his life.
Had a good time. And the press conference starts with the father saying he has no intention of stepping down. He's going to keep running the company. And then it starts a line of jockeying with the kids on and lining up one way or the other of who they're going to side with and who takes over. So,
is the son like a rival to his father now?
He is. And he's just,
is he ruthless?
No, he's just a dipshit. He's a dipshit, but you kind of like him for being a dipshit in a way. I mean, the actor that plays him, and forgive me, I can't remember his name. I should have had it all like lined up with IMDb next to me. Free plug. He's so good at playing his character. And they do have a good cast. Is it Alan Ruck? Who is the Ferris Bueller's friend that played Carmen? I think that's Alan Ruck. He's in it.
I think so. We're gonna go to
it. That is Alan Ruck.
Yeah. Hey, so he's again. In it. Macaulay Culkin's younger brother, Kiernan, I believe is his name. He's great in it. I'm talking to Big Ed. How you doing, bud?
Yeah, I think I know what show you're talking about. I caught some of it with our brother and his wife
at the lake session.
Yes.
Yeah. And what I was saying, like,
they're,
you know,
big
this
fans.
Is. I absolutely love the show. Now, I'm not privy to this season. I was just kind of bringing it up. You know, Mike hasn't watched, and it's. I do recommend the show, and
I'll get on
when,
it.
Wow, when okay. I have a little time off, that's the next show I'm going to binge and get caught up, and then go back to starting to watch Yellowstone.
I watched 1883.
What'd you think? Was it good?
Oh. It was fucking great.
It looks good.
It's It's every bit as good as Yellowstone.
Wow.
It's laying the groundwork. Sam Elliott's great. He just...
He's solid.
Yeah.
I think he's gotten better. You know, it's just...
Yeah,
and maybe it's... Maybe it's the roles he's getting, you know, and
yeah, because he was great with Ashton Kutcher in the Ranch.
If you haven't seen The Ranch, that's another one to binge.
Yeah, the first, I think, three seasons, everyone says. Watch the first three seasons of that one. Sweet Melissa's definitely talks that one up all the time.
I watched them all. They were all good. I don't know about the first three. I'll do all.
I'll take what's behind door number two.
Yeah, Big Ed, what are you walking through? Yeah, the casino?
Like, is this a sound effect machine? Is this that soundboard you're always working on? Now you're going to be like, no, it's footsteps. Doom, doom, doom. And then a door opening and closing.
I cannot believe how sensitive this microphone is. It's unbelievable.
It's amazing.
It's like, who's behind that door? Is it Soupy Sales?
Yeah.
It's Poopy Sales.
Oh.
I'll see if the valet came.
Yeah.
Really? I have valet out here. Valet trash, yeah.
Nice. Oh, yeah. You know what? I lived a place that had valet trash, and it turned out it was just me. Those guys were so unreliable on when they would come.
So you put your trash out,
and like
2 days later, it's still there.
Sometimes come at like 6, and another time they come at 11 o'clock at night. You never know when to put it out.
I don't want to. It's a 2 hour window. Usually it's between 5 and 7, but I'd say from like 6 to 9, but I never miss it. I was just peeking. He didn't come yet. He's a little late tonight. So Repeaty does not come out. I've seen him once in a week.
What do you think? Is he just scared of his new environment? Is he just getting used to the environment?
I don't know. It's like a slice of heaven, this tank. What's not to like? You got SpongeBob on one side. You got the big old weathered tree stump, whatever the fuck that thing is. They ate the plants. I've stopped buying plants. I got to figure out what to put in there that they won't eat. They destroyed all the plants. They're still alive. There's just no leaves on them.
Will they grow new leaves? These sea plants? These?
Yeah, if they don't fucking eat them, you know.
Hey, fish are hungry, Big Ed.
There's plenty. There's plenty. I mean, I think it's the shrimp. I see the shrimp over there, and that one sucker fish, that little guy. Casey knows the name of him.
Oh, the Otocinclus?
Yeah,
No, not the
Bacostomus. He's. I think he's just a figurehead. He swims around and looks pretty.
No, I think you have some Otocinclus in that tank.
That's what that is. The small sucker fish is something like that.
Yep.
He's pretty big, though. He's like an inch and a half, almost 2 inches. I mean, that's big.
That's going to be his full size. He's pretty big.
Yeah, but he was really tiny. He was really tiny.
Sure.
I got him.
Well, for people that don't know what Big Ed's talking about, there is on our Twitter at Beer Seats, a picture introducing Repeaty.
Repeaty, welcome to the show. let's talk about fish tanks here.
Mike, before we forget, we have to get that picture of us with Petey.
Yes. With
like the Poco like album cover.
Poco and, album.
Yes, yes. Okay.
We need to do that.
That's
Mama D. That's her Boko album cover.
We need good pictures to send her. And then, I'm going to write a note.
All right. Well, Big Ed, we're working on it. We'll have to do that. And we'll have to hang that up. Each one of us, we need to have a print to hang up in our houses.
Yeah, money's no expense on this project.
No. Because we're warm beer in the cheap seats.
Damn. Yeah, we need like $6 to to do this. So,
all right, I might be able to scrape that. I gotta check the couch here up in the loft at the good old Studio C and see if we can dig that up. Maybe
deep cushions equal a lot of money.
Yes, it's how you fleece your friends. Hey, sit in my nice couch.
Yes, lean back.
Relax, lean back.
Lean back. Kick up your feet.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, shake those legs. End of the night, you got some money.
No. I have another beer.
So here, let me ask you this. I saw something. It was on the news about do not dump your aquarium into a natural or even a natural pond, a lake, a river, because
they can become invasive.
They can become invasive, and these small fish in your aquarium will become big fish because they're now in a larger environment. Is this correct?
It depends on the type of
fish. On the species?
Goldfish are definitely the ones that are a problem that people dump, and they take over lakes.
How about the jumping? Is it like a jumping carp? Isn't that the one that?
But that's not from hobbyists.
How did that end up in our country?
I think they were trying to fix an algae problem, and then they were brought in, and then they just realized they were not a good idea.
They're dangerous fish.
Yeah, well, they're overbreeding in the Mississippi, and they're like basically choking out other breeds.
Of the natural
yes.
fish in our ecosystem of the Mississippi.
Yes. On top of that, they're just jumping everywhere.
Yeah, you can get hit in the head.
Yeah, hit in the head.
They jump on the boat.
Jump on the boat.
It can't be fun.
They're trying to design these channel locks to kind of stop that, but I mean, it's where it sets like an electrical charge to deter the fish from swimming in a certain direction. It'll make them go back.
What are they trying to do? Corral the fish to get them into?
Yeah, well, they don't want them to get into like, I guess that's Lake Michigan. So like, if it gets into like the Great Lakes, it's all over but the crying. It will be like nearly impossible to reverse their damage that they'll do.
Well, they need to figure this out.
Yeah, yeah. Invasive species is a big issue. Living here in Florida, I mean, it's just commonplace.
Pythons.
Iguanas, yep. A whole assortment.
How about iguanas? Just down in South Florida, they just hang out in trees.
Yes.
They're all over the damn place.
Yes.
Even parakeets. Parakeets are wild in our state.
Parakeets, green parrots,
yeah.
A whole assortment of different lizards.
Last year, there was like reports of iguanas falling in people when it gets like
colder. Yeah. Good old cold-blooded, you know, reptiles. And I get, let me ask you this. Wasn't there a guy arrested in South Florida for like beating the shit out of a iguana?
No, that was that alligator. That fucker was trying to put it under. I think that's what started the whole Florida man.
I thought there was something about an iguana thing. But they're an invasive species. You'd think that
usually they're not invasive species are not protected.
No, they're like, get them the hell
out
of here.
Now, it could have been his approach of how he did it was a little bit more egregious. Maybe that
sure.
was the offense.
Yeah. They want people to humanely euthanize invasive species.
Yeah, you don't capture the animals and perform psychological warfare.
No,
on them.
Not a good idea. Like, that's evil.
Just blasting the Barney song all over and over.
I love you. You love me. Yeah, any iguana would want to be like, just take me out.
Yeah.
Just shoot me. Now, I was speaking of iguanas. That takes me to Bizarre Food. Was it Bizarre Foods with Andrew Zimmern?
Zimmern, yeah.
There was an episode where they ate iguana and they ate, I think it was raccoon. Yeah, they ate a raccoon.
Oh,
I'm kind of out on eating the raccoon.
Yep, I'm out.
The iguana, I'm not too keen on either. Neither one of them looked very tasty. Once prepared.
Well, Big Ed knows where I'm going to go with this. There's someone that we listen to on the radio, and this character, he's from Kansas, and he said, raccoon you got to have as a chili, and then it's okay.
I don't think raccoon is anything's okay.
Yeah, no. We're gonna go hard no on that.
Yeah, it's big hard no.
Passing on to raccoon
and squirrel too. I don't think squirrel seems to be too exciting or delicious.
See, Zimmern likes to eat the most outrageous food.
Yeah, he'll eat like I've seen him eat like sheep faces, like sheep's heads,
and stuff he gets like excited.
Oh, the cheek is delicious. Yeah, it's so tender.
Everything is so good to him. Like, how is that possible?
And what is he talking? How does he?
He's like, this cock is delicious. Yeah.
And then he's talking about eating the innards.
He's dunking it in ranch. This, you know, it's a little ranch. It's not bad.
It's very delicious. Minerally is what he uses to describe.
He takes the cock and animals. He dips it in the asshole. Oh, what a combination. So, tits and ass, that's bullshit. This is what the combo.
Yeah, I'm out on most everything he eats. Bizarre foods. What was the other one? He had another show that was along the same lines.
I don't remember, but where it was a travel. But travel basically show. He was just going to end up eating weird stuff, though.
Well, he ate the local stuff, not necessarily like squirrel face. But
he's like, you guys got any butthole in this area? I'm just looking for butthole.
Do you have butthole fricassee? Yeah.
You pan fry it. Okay.
All right. Hey, do you dust it with a little?
It just goes to show a little olive oil and garlic will go a long way with anything.
To butthole, I just like nibbling around the outside, the edges, and the butthole itself gets so crispy.
I like to run it through the taint. Yeah.
See, you got to flash fry it. And you give it that crispiness.
Crispy butthole. How about you guys? You guys have done more traveling overseas than I have. What's like the weirdest food item that you came across? Not necessarily that you've eaten, but you've come across in your travels.
I feel like the Japanese just eat everything out of the ocean raw, like even like shrimp. I'm like, bleh.
The texture's got to be horrible. Like raw shrimp. Well, I've eaten raw shrimp. No, I haven't eaten raw shrimp.
I don't know. It's just.
No, I haven't. I'm trying to think of the sushi.
Sea urchin? I'm like, nope. There's a lot of weird stuff. Now, I've heard a story of these guys. All right, friends of mine traveling through France, going to Paris from the way of Germany. And they stopped at in this little town in a cafe. And, you know, none of them speak French. And they're just kind of muddling through it. And the guy's like, oh, I'll just order this. And the waiter's just like, just kind of gave him a whistle.
That's, yeah. That's what he said. Wait. Can I change
that's,
my order?
That's what everyone's like, whoa, that means something. Like the guy whistled.
That means
rolled the eyes and just
walked away. Yeah. When the local won't eat it, I'll stay away.
He's like, they get the order. And he's like, it looks like a peculiarly, like, long sausage that's a bit veiny.
No, it's a dick, you dick.
Well, we suspected it was a horse cock. He might have been eaten. We can't tell because they wouldn't. Well, no one knew what anyone was saying, but
what happened to horse cock Johnson?
But according to him, it tasted what you would think horse cock would taste like. So it might have been
horse cock. I don't even know what horse cock would taste like.
Well, imagine something very veiny, and there you go.
So even with the warning,
not enough sauce. No, he followed through with the order.
He's a bad mamma jamma for doing that, but
yes. He was fearless in that way.
Did he eat the whole horse cock?
No, he had a couple bites and then he threw in a towel. He's like, nah, this
is his horse cock. It's horrible.
Yeah. You know, it didn't help like everyone's just like laughing at him the whole time. You know. And while they're eating anything.
Yeah, he's like, yeah, why did I get the veal? You know, he's thinking.
Yeah. You know, and this brings me to a thought. If I'm going to travel to a foreign country that I do not know the language, I'm going to learn food, how to order food in that language. Or at least what's beef, what's veal, what's chicken. other poultry, so I don't order horse cock or any other kind of cock or ass. You know, I think that would be a wise thing to do if you're traveling.
Yes. And also, when in doubt, when obviously they don't, they know you don't speak their language. And I learned this from him as well. And they still insisting on just talking really fast in a language that you have no chance of learning.
Right.
Right on the bat. Just make up another language that they obviously know is not English. And he knew like some like Navajo words. So he'd throw that in and make up some other words. Eh, you know, maybe he's culturally appropriating. Hey, I'm not one here to judge. He's telling the story. I'm just the,
you're just relaying the story.
I'm just
you're
a conduit for the story. Right. But what do? He would do that. And then they're get confused. And then now all of a sudden they're like, whoa, we need to find common ground. I have no idea what you're fucking thinking, because they would have a puzzled look every time. And then, because I've tried this in an experiment.
How did it go?
Well, they stopped talking shit about me in Japanese.
Did you know they were talking shit?
Yeah, 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 yeah. So I just used some pig Latin, and that really confused them really quick.
And knocked them right off their
horse. No idea what their, you know, me and another guy were saying. And then they were like, whoa.
I would imagine if you put enough, like, at the way
Then they want to try to, like, all of a sudden, like, decipher what the hell's going on. They're all of a sudden, they talk English just fine. I was like, all right, motherfucker. Now we're talking.
And I'm sure if you're speaking pig Latin or your made-up language and you put enough emphasis and enough, you know, effort into it to look like you're really saying something, you continue to confuse the shit out of the people not willing to speak.
Yeah, in the short term, you could get away with that for a while with the pig Latin. And they're not going to figure it out. Because that's such a, like, a childhood American thing.
Sure, absolutely.
With. No one's, hey, it's not a written language.
It's made up. Gotcha.
Is it made up?
Not real. It is a made up. It is a made up language.
It is a bit cumbersome. That's for sure. It just doesn't roll off the tongue.
No, and there's rules. There's rules to pig Latin.
No, much like the English language, a lot of rules.
A lot of rules to confuse the shit out of you.
And how?
So there's your travel tip, everybody.
Yes.
From Warm Beer in the Cheap Seats.
Use pig Latin.
Use pig Latin. When in doubt, use pig Latin and confuse the foreigners.
Yes, confuse the locals.
So, Big Ed, you didn't chime in. Well, how about an unusual food item you've seen in your travels?
I haven't really seen any. I've just heard, you know.
Heard, even in your time in Korea.
Right, right. I mean, I've never seen anyone eat dog. I've never seen it. They say that
commonplace. I think it's almost like a wives' tale.
No, it's not a wives' tale, but the older generation when I was there, which is not alive. So,
well, that's what I mean. I shouldn't say a wives' tale. It's not commonplace anymore.
No.
It seems, and so at my place of business, we have piped in TV to keep the natives calm while they're waiting, right? So they will play YouTube videos.
Really?
Yes. And some of them are very well produced. They'll also play the cute animal videos.
Okay.
Cute kitty cat videos.
That's pretty smart.
That's great, because who can get angry at kitty cats?
See, that's better than HGTV. Nonstop, because I can't. There's not a person that hosts a show on.
Is that what channel they do at your place?
Yes. Look, I get it. It's not the news, but these are some of the worst people. They're just so catty. It's just about houses, like, lady, it's a fucking kitchen cabinet. Look, no one's fucking fooled by you. You don't fucking cook, lady. Who cares?
Who gives a fuck?
You're not going to cook, lady.
You're going to just put your booze in that cabinet.
Yeah. So get over. Yeah, we're going to remodel. You know, well, great. You have a TV show that's going to pay for you to remodel the house the way you want it. And however, most Americans don't. So look, I got $500. I need to remodel a whole house.
You're not getting far.
Yeah. I'd like to see HGTV do that show.
You might be on to something.
I'm working 60 hours a week. I have no fucking money.
Warm beer in the cheap seats. Yeah. What could we call it? Warm beer in the cheap seats remodels? Or
that could be our show.
We might be on to something. That's our next media platform.
Yes.
It could be called something like, so what if it's... Yeah. You call that a house?
Yeah, we don't...
Yeah.
So, yeah, so we have Piped in TV with kitty cat videos. And it seems like most of them are from China. The videos that they're playing.
Oh, yeah.
Because they're speaking Chinese to their animals, doing cute things. So that they're not eating them. They're pets.
Yes. They're pets.
They're pets. They're not dinner.
They're not... What's for dinner?
No. And some of these animals make you laugh. These kitty cats and doggies.
Yeah, who thought? Who would have thought?
So, yeah.
Well, those are always fun.
They're fun videos. I stop and watch them. And then there's a guy, it's a fabulous, is it the, they call it the Fabulous Morning or the two guys... Super awesome, well-produced YouTube channel.
Hmm.
And it's kind of two dudes, and they have a great set. It looks like they're in somebody's basement. And they just talk about everything. They tried foreign food, like foreign candy. And it was like the Russian roulette of foreign candy. Throw the dart at the map. And that's what you get to eat.
Oh.
Because you could get like horsecock wafers or something.
Yeah, see, I could see me trying that, and then a lot of stuff just ended up going in the trash.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
It's like going to an Asian market. I've never been in one. I'd like to venture into one to see what kind of weird shit they have.
It's mostly the fish that's weird. I go in, I get pork bellies.
Yeah, at like an Asian market.
In Virginia, there are a bunch. That's why I get my shin ramen and pork bellies. No. And gochujang.
Yes, the secret weapon.
The secret ingredient to my wing sauce. I would show the container. Here it is. This is it.
What is it?
It's a Korean red pepper paste.
Yeah. Super spicy? Or is it tasty?
I think it's more tasty than spicy.
Yeah. Agreed.
It really wakes up a buffalo sauce.
Hmm. All right.
We got two NFL games tonight.
We do. Thanks, COVID. You gave us entertainment.
Yeah, you got the Rams and Seahawks, the old sea chickens on the West Coast playing at the same time. So depending on where you're living, you're going to watch either that or football team tonight. You know, good old football team.
Football team.
Yep.
Are they playing the Cowboys?
Oh.
No, football team.
Washington.
And we got the Subway Slam.
Subway Slam. Hi,
hey,
Subway.
Hey, what's up? How you guys doing?
Doing great. Nice to hear from you on a Tuesday. Subway, it's Christmas time. We're this is our Christmas show, and we're talking about horse cocks and kitty cats. And
yeah.
Subway, tell me about Christmas. What's got you excited this Christmas, Subway Slam?
I don't know. How about two extra days of Christmas break? Because of a COVID outbreak at my school.
Hold on. See, this is where I was confused, because I was up until this point, I didn't realize you're in high school. I really was convinced you're a professional wrestler. So
I'm sorry.
I don't even know what's the truth anymore.
Okay.
It's like
okay,
a house of lies.
So last episode, I kind of went a little personal, like about me, not about like going into character about the Subway Slam. Still am right now. I will be back at Subway Slam in just a couple minutes. But yeah, currently
is that before or after the police catch you? Because
it sounds like they're on hot on your trail. Subway.
Yeah, that's probably this like after the police were catching me.
How is it possible you're the son of a guy that can set up a professional studio and yet you can't isolate any of those sounds out of your recording? Because I know summertime's coming and then I'm just going to hear that AC just blasting right into your microphone. Brr. Hey, Subway Sam here. Brr.
Yeah. yeah, you know, I don't know. To be honest, I don't know.
You're upsetting your father.
Nice try. But yeah, for real. There's 31 cases at my high school. That's pretty bad.
Wow.
Yeah, they pretty much everything has been like shut down at the school. I don't think remote learning is possible, but it could.
No.
But that's just my personal life. Now back to Subway Slam.
All right, who's unwrapping the Christmas presents early?
Or is it Christmas candy?
The Christmas candy. Yeah. Okay. Sorry.
Right. What kind of Christmas candy there, Subway?
I had to check and then I could see whose mic has been potted down.
It's gum.
So that's not big.
It's gum.
Oh, yeah. You know what?
Is it Christmas?
You know what's always
gum?
Good for a broadcast?
Gum.
Someone chewing gum.
Yeah, because smacking.
Yeah.
ASMR.
Yeah. All right. Listen, this is not that type of chat.
Yeah, I know.
How about this? How about continuing on our Christmas theme? Subway's got candy.
All right,
is there a Christmas candy that everybody kind of like really looks forward to, or no?
Honestly, like me, if I take the stick here for a second, I want a good chocolate chip cookie. I can bypass the candies. Give me the baked goods. Give me the baked goods. Mm.
Like I'm with him on that. I'm with Casey. Yeah, I'm with Casey on that.
There's something about a really good freshly baked chocolate chip cookie.
Mm-hmm.
Do you like it on the crispier side or the softer side?
A little crisp.
Yeah, me too.
Crisp. Me too. Yeah, crisp.
Crisp.
For sure.
Subway.
Crisp. Yeah. Yeah, thanks. For sure.
Unless it's store-bought soft batch, and I don't think they make those anymore.
I don't think I've seen them. That used to be a thing when we were – Young
those
bucks.
Had to be so unhealthy because they took those off the market. Oh, they were the best tasting cookie.
Sure.
Chips Ahoy, you chip a tooth of that thing. Those things suck. Unless you had some milk.
They dunk them?
Yeah, you had to, that was a cookie you had to dunk.
So, yeah, that's – Chips Ahoy, kind of a disappointing cookie.
Yeah.
I'd take an Oreo over a Chips Ahoy.
Oh, as would I.
Yeah. The Oreo is a much better cookie, and if you're talking store bought cookies, so Christmas candy, I have several that I'm like a fan of.
If you say candy corn, I'm gonna slap you.
No, that's for Halloween.
Okay.
Not candy corn.
Oh, gosh.
Candy corn. Peanut brittle.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
That's very much a Christmassy. Wax. What are you talking about? Wax. If you're referring to delicious peanut brittle, that's not wax. It's delicious.
No, I'm talking about candy. No, I'm talking.
It's like.
I'm talking about candy corn.
Oh, candy corns? I love candy corns. And the pumpkins.
They get like.
But that's a different
thing. They get like boring by the like. They kind of get boring, you know?
Eh. Are they the most exciting candy? No. In my world, do they have their place? They no. do.
Yeah, they have a place for me, the garbage can.
Like, if that is the last candy in the house, I don't think I could eat all of them.
See, but I can empathize with you because candy corn does get a lot of hate, and something that I like gets a lot of hate, which is black licorice.
Oh, no, black licorice is...
Bring it over to me.
Dude, I love black licorice. How do you hate that? How do people... A lot of people. Yeah. That's a great candy.
I like it. I don't know.
Yeah, it's not too bad.
I love it.
See, that's pretty good. If he was in marketing, you know, like this guy's, he's like one of the madmen.
Yeah. Hey, it's not too bad.
Madison Avenue, that's what Madden. He's like, hey, black licorice. It's not that bad.
Oh, shit. Wow, that's shit. Great.
That's great.
That's great.
Yes,
sir. That's
called
go to print.
He came up with Coke is it, and it's not that bad. Fucking.
You're promoted.
You're promoted.
You're now a
Subway
partner.
Subway Slam is now ahead of the ad agency.
He's a partner.
Yes, sir.
Him and John
Hamm.
Yes,
sir.
Schlossberg, Williams, and Slam.
And Slam.
So another hard – I like hard candy, like Christmas hard candy. That's like old-fashioned Christmas hard candy. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm talking about? More traditional –
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know those.
Those are good.
Yeah.
Those are my favorite Christmas.
Like goodies. When I was a kid, loved candy canes. I could care less about them.
You know what?
It's like a flavored one. And if I could get a small one.
Like the ones that are the red and the green.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That,
the red and greenies.
Yeah, yeah.
Whatever flavor those are.
That's like a spearmint with something.
Right. That's pretty righteous.
Yeah, that's.
Then they have like nerd flavored candy canes. They have like,
not aware of those, but very interested.
Yeah, I've seen that. I think my nephew got those 1 year, like nerd flavored candy canes, and they had. There's Lifesaver candy canes.
Okay.
So yeah, I think the candy cane market. It's like if you can make it into a shepherd's cane, the hell with it. It's a candy cane.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of them. But I'm okay with a candy cane every once in a while.
Yeah.
What my mom makes with candy canes is peppermint bark, which is kind of good.
Oh, well, I haven't had that in a while.
That's pretty tasty.
Mm-hmm. Actually, I think she made some last year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She does. She makes some every year.
I still have like a little cookie bucket.
The cookie bucket. Mom made pumpkin bread this year for Christmas.
Oh, that's fun.
Pumpkin bread.
Ooh, nice.
Pumpkin bread's good. I think pumpkin still has a place in Christmas baking.
Sure.
Yeah.
You know, it's a fall fruit. It's a fruit, or is it a vegetable? Fruit?
Seeds are inside, so
it's a
vegetable, right? No, or a fruit. But apples have seeds inside, and they're a fruit.
Oh, wait. Or is it the other way around?
No, it's winter. It's like a squash, so.
Oh, it's considered a gourd, so.
A gourd.
Yeah, it's a vegetable.
Somebody just went on the old Google machine.
Google machine. The old Subway Slam has his pocket computer handy.
Oh, man.
So, Big Ed.
Yeah.
Big Ed, Christmas goodie. Any Christmas goodies for you? Doesn't have to be a candy, can be a baked good.
No, I was gonna go with Casey because my grandpa used to bake and he'd bring you all sugar cookies and
he'd do pies.
Chocolate chip. Yeah.
Pies.
He's crazy. And he made baked beans that were to die for too.
Baked beans.
He'd make applesauce. He did all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, he was pretty
keen crafty.
Baker.
Yeah,
that's for sure.
Yeah, baking's another craft altogether. You might be a good cook, but
baking's
not
different.
Necessarily. Yeah, baking's another.
Anything I can make is snickerdoodles. That's about it.
Snickerdoodles a good good cookie.
Yeah,
one of my favorites.
I excel at that. I make a good snickerdoodle, I'll admit. I've been told.
But to me, a Christmas cookie is a chocolate chip. Definitely a chocolate chip.
Chocolate chip, just classic.
Yeah, anything made at home.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. So keeping on with the food, because let's just keep on with the food thing. Yeah. What else do we have, Case?
Well, I don't. All right, so I was talking to you about, and actually, well, we'll see if she'll pipe in. Maybe
Baby Melissa? Di will.
No, or, Baby Di is listening. Cause, okay. All right, so I was just thinking about Taco Bell, and I don't know why I was thinking about it, but you know, they used to have on their menu the chili cheese burrito.
A Chilito.
It was called the Chilito, right?
Chilito. Yeah.
I thought I was crazy. Okay. No, Chilito. All right. So. And that was like,
it was like 99 cents.
Yeah, yeah. I'd get a couple soft tacos, I get a Chilito and, you know, large Pepsi. I'm good to go, you know? And someone had told me it was slang, Chilito, for little dick. I don't know if it's true. However, I will tell you the Chilito or the chili cheese burrito is not on your menu. And I don't know. I don't know if it's because they're like, well, we don't want to be.
We don't want penis references on our menu?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But they haven't offered that in like a decade and a half. I can't remember the last time I've seen that.
I haven't seen it in a long time.
I'd say the late 90s.
Like you, I think I would.
But if anyone has insight or knows.
If you're a slang, Taco Bell employee and know wiener slang, yes, let us know.
Yeah. You email us at the show at warmbeerandthecheapseats.com or just tweet at us at Beer Seats.
Tweet, tweet.
Or if you're listening live, just go on the message board. But the Chilito, little Chilito. Dick, apparently.
Chilito. Hey, Chilito.
However, on the side note, there was a TV show, Joni Loves Chachi. I'm sure Big Ed remembers this one.
Yeah.
So Big Ed might know this reference.
Oh, yeah. Chachi is cock in Korean.
Correct. So Joni Loves Chachi. You know, the Koreans love Joni that show. Joni
loves cock.
Yeah.
Chachi is cock in Korean.
I gotta say something. You guys usually give me shit about saying the word cock, but I've heard you guys voluntarily say the word horse cock something many cock's, more times.
Pretty, listen, cock's the word tonight, I think.
Yes.
Cock just rolls off the tongue tonight. So we're just – Big Ed, I'm rolling with it. I'm rolling with the cock. Chachi, no kidding. What do you think, Scott?
Big, hey, people, Big Mike is rolling with a cock tonight, you said.
Rolling with a cock. Take it how you will. Wow. What do you think, Scott? Scott Baio is actually one of the – he's pretty cool. I've seen him on, like, the celebrity, like the – what is it? Like the Surreal Life or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
He kind of takes it all in stride. Because he really – other than being Chachi – what did he
do? Well, Charles in Charge.
Charles in Charge.
That ran for quite a while.
Yeah, it did.
Until they canceled it, and then turned out Charles wasn't in charge.
No, Chachi was.
Yeah.
You got the big Chachi.
Yep. No, I mean, that's it. I mean, he had those, you know, those shows. But,
the Chevy commercial.
The Chevy commercial. All right. You want to make everyone cry. That's a good-looking car, though.
It is. That's a 66. Super Sport. 65 or 66. That's a 66. So that my mother and father were over at my house for dinner Sunday. We were watching football. I said, Mom, watch this Chevy commercial. It's going to make you cry. This is a tearjerker. And before the commercial even started, she started to cry. I'm like, what's wrong with you? You didn't even watch the commercial yet. What do we have pictures of? We
got Big Ed's sending us pictures of.
Is that Repeaty?
No, that's a catfish.
Oh, driving.
That's the yo-yo load. He just chills in that SpongeBob bus.
Yeah, he's driving the bus.
He just hangs out there. He just left when I took the picture, but he just kind of hangs out there. The other one doesn't fit in there anymore. There's two of them. One's really big. I'm like, holy shit, I better take a picture of it. Air's back. He's back. Oh, he's just chilling. It's pretty funny. I do the show in front of the tank. It just sort of keeps me kind of zen, you know?
Well, I'm going to just tweet that out for everyone to see, to share the joy of
share the joy, the Christmas
wish. And to ask the bigger question, who is driving this thing?
It's the yo-yo Loach. I forget what it's called when SpongeBob got stuck on that bus and they went down like into the deep sea, and it was a name for it.
The Marianas Trench?
No, like a made up name. SpongeBob thing. The bus is the bus from SpongeBob. One side of the aquarium is set up like Bikini Bottom. Yeah, everything but like Patrick's Rock. Like nobody makes Patrick's Rock.
Well, challenge accepted.
Yeah.
We do here at Warm Beer and Cheap Seats.
That's our next product.
We just send out a rock to somebody.
Here you go. Patrick's Rock. You ever see SpongeBob?
Handcrafted. There
you
go.
You know what? I told Alexander, she said she wanted to get something for the fish tank, and I said, if you could find Patrick's Rock, you know? And I guess she scoured the internet, went to stores. She was like, there's no Patrick Rock, but she got me the they got me the chum bucket, though, so I have everything except Patrick's Rock.
Did she try the dark web? I find that's where people find a lot of things. It's the dark web.
Social security numbers.
I can't confirm or deny where she looked. But
where is the dark web, by the way?
She's like, I didn't find you that, but I found you a rocket launcher.
Yeah. And a case of AK-47s. What do you think? Where is the dark web?
It's obviously in the corner of the web where there's not a lot of light. Yeah.
But don't make a right turn down that hallway. That takes you to the dark web.
Do you think like you put like one too many W's in the www?
And it just portals you to
Or maybe it's a Konami code. You go like up, down, left, right.
Ooh, could be.
A, B, and then you hit enter.
Dark web.
Dark web. That's it. That's a Konami code, folks. There's only a certain generation that's going to get that one. I do have something to say real quick, and we'll get back to this conversation.
Sure, whatever.
I like it. Last week, listen, this is a live show.
It is.
So, and that meaning that there could be things probably cleaned up, or I just post it as is. After we do the show, I just post it. In
its natural state. All natural. Glory.
Yes, that's right.
Like your bare ass.
My really scary white bare ass. And there it is. So last week we had a little snafu with the recording out of our control. So there's a lot of the episode that's missing. So anyways, with that said, I still encourage everyone to listen to last week if you haven't, to download it. We had a special guest. A big shout out to Trip Fink. What an awesome musical performance he put on. He covered a very special song. You know, anytime he takes time to be on here, it's always fantastic. So I just wanted to say that. But there were other references. So if you're seeing the show and, you know, you're downloading, you see a picture of Bill Elliott and not sure why the Bill Elliott video game's there, that was part of the show that was not heard to the other public.
The other public. So, unless you were there live.
So there. That's off.
Maybe we'll cover the Bill Elliott's NASCAR challenge another time on the show. We'll circle back.
Yes.
We'll circle back on the Nintendo.
Definitely Nintendo.
Know what I read this week? Speaking of Nintendo.
Yes.
Okay, so World of Wonder. They were former Atari employees, mm-hmm. and they were the ones responsible for Teddy Rupskin. But I read where they were also responsible with getting Nintendo to the United States. I wonder how accurate. I didn't do any research beyond that, but I read that. I'm like, oh, that's interesting. That maybe they were an early distributor. I don't know. I didn't know if you knew anything about that.
No, I'm not familiar with that at all.
But yeah, so Teddy Rupskin, at least Teddy, was a child of former Atari employees. Thought that was pretty interesting. And Grubby, his worm friend.
Yeah, that was his worm friend. Grubby, yeah. Grubby. I wonder what would happen like if you like Teddy Rupskin, because you could put like a cassette. You're like, I'm putting Iron Maiden in.
Hey, Teddy, what do you think of Black Sabbath? Maybe that's an experiment we can try. Does anybody out there have a Teddy Rupskin that we can borrow?
No.
Let us know. Yes. You can email us where, Case, with
at
your
the
Teddy
show Rupskin. At warmbeerinthecheapseats.com. Don't forget that .com. That's .com. Important. Won't know where to go.
Don't do Ask Jeeves. That's gone.
That's gone.
Ask Jeeves.
Yeah, I remember Jeeves.
Yeah, he didn't answer shit. That's why he's gone.
That's why he got fired. He demanded that big salary.
Yeah, Yahoo Answers was much better for a lot of reasons. There's a lot of entertainment value, and I think that's officially done. But, you know, now there's, you know, other websites and stuff like that. Yeah. It's weird. Like, Yahoo's always at the forefront of it. They perfect it and then decide to fuck it up. And then just drop it all together.
Hmm.
At like almost everything in the web, other than like the what we're going to call the metaverse or whatever. When everyone lives,
what the
hell's
the meta? What's the?
It's living a digital life. All right, you know what? You want to understand what it is? Watch Spielberg's movie Ready Player One, and that will explain it to you. Yeah.
Okay.
That's that's a really good movie.
That's a fantastic movie. Sweet, yes. Melissa and I were watching it maybe about a month ago. But I mean, that kind of explains, like, if you lived in a whole digital world. Yeah.
It doesn't exist.
Correct.
Except for in a computer somewhere.
Yes.
Saw at the movies, like the theaters.
Oh, that would have been a great one to see in the movies.
Yeah, it was pretty great.
That's the one where the kid gets sucked into the game, right?
No.
That's different movie.
No, this one's full animated. Are you thinking like Tron or something?
No, I'm thinking it's something else. Never mind. We'll circle back to
it. Yeah, I'm trying to think. Are you thinking of something like We Grew Up as Kids?
No, more recent.
Oh, okay.
More recent. Movies that we grew up as kids. How about, I told you this before the show, Spaceballs. For some reason, I was on a Spaceballs kick today. And I did a little reading about Spaceballs. And
that's so great, one-liners. That was a good movie.
Yeah, it's a great movie.
Made a short.
Like when he has the VCR tape, when they go ludicrous speeds, like, don't ever play that again.
Just fast forward through that.
Yeah, that was the funniest thing.
So that is Mel Brooks' most successful movie.
Rick Moranis is great in that movie.
Oh, very good.
Yes.
John Candy was good. There's a all-star cast, at least for those guys. And Mel Brooks, of course, he was Yogurt and President. What was it? It was Brooks spelled backwards.
Scrooge.
President Scrooge.
Scrooge. Yeah, that's what it was. Scrooge. Which was Brooks backwards.
Scrooge, like Ebenezer Scrooge. Yeah, no, it's Scrooge, Ebenezer Scrooge.
All right, well, here's the thing. So I think we discussed this. So Mel Brooks went to Lucas and got his blessing to do the movie.
Yes.
And the one thing he told him, asked Mel Brooks not to do, he says, I'm okay with it. No action figures. And what a loss to all of his kids. I would have loved to have had Spaceballs action figures.
And oddly enough, they did make, like, they made fun of all the merchandise.
And that was the reason they did it in the movie.
Yeah.
Because Lucas told Mel Brooks, I'm okay with it. Do it. But no action figures. So he goes, Mel Brooks, I guess in his book, it's called All About Me.
Right.
He mentions that that's how the merchandise scene came about. Hey, Spaceballs, the flamethrower, which was actually made, by the way, by the Boring Company.
Oh, the same Boring Company, huh?
The Boring Company, they make boring equipment to bore tunnels. But they made Spaceballs, the flamethrower.
Ah, interesting.
Interwebs.
Yep.
Kids really love that one.
I really wanted to try Spaceballs the cereal. Wonder what that was like.
It probably tastes like Corn Pops, or what was the other ones? The square?
Captain Crunch?
Captain Crunch, but in a different shape.
You ever have so much Captain Crunch it like bothered the roof of your mouth?
Yes. Yes. I think that's
what
Captain
was
Crunch
it?
Mouth.
Anyone else ever experienced
this? I have. This? It tears it up, dude.
Yeah, like you can't have two bowls. Like it just like
it damages your palate.
Yeah, like why?
How about the Crunch Berries? Did you ever get this all Crunch Berry cereal?
Not the all Crunch Berry, but the Crunch Berries were
pretty righteous, dude.
Yeah, yeah.
Peanut Butter Captain Crunch, pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah, Captain Crunch. I think
Captain Crunch.
Captain Crunch. Captain Crunch cereal. That's brought to you by Warm Beer and the Cheap Seats. Delicious. Anyway, Spaceballs the cereal.
Yep, that's what it tasted like.
Captain Crunch. That's what I imagine. It would be like a Captain Crunch derivative.
And just remember. You didn't like yogurt, especially with raspberry.
Yogurt?
Oh, no, with strawberries. I hate yogurt, especially strawberries.
So the movie was actually based on a movie. I forget what it was called. Something about Claudette. It's based on a movie from the 30s.
Spaceballs or?
Spaceballs. Let me pull it up for you. It was a Clark Gable movie. That Brooks-based. It wasn't based on Star Wars. It spoofed Star Wars. However, it was based on a movie that about a socialite who was marrying her husband was boring.
Oh, and
she left him at the altar to find a more exciting beau.
Well, Mel Brooks was pretty good at knowing like old cinema for sure.
So I should have wrote this down today, knowing I had to do the show tonight.
That's all right.
But I did not. But I thought that was kind of interesting. And
yeah, but that'd be so out of character because we don't prep anyway. So
we don't prep. We'd be
disappointed. What do you mean you got notes? Pussy? What are you? Horsecock Johnson?
Horsecock Johnson. Oh, old Horsecock Johnson. How's he doing, Horsecock Johnson? So anyway, space opera, that's what they called it. It's like Star Wars is a space opera.
Correct.
That's kind of weird though.
There's not one song in there.
No, there's no Italian people singing in Italian at high pitches. Obviously based on soap opera, of course.
Correct. Yeah.
Anyway. Never mind me.
Still cooler than Dune.
Dune? I don't think I've seen Dune.
Well, I haven't seen a new one.
Is that that new Star Wars movie that's out?
No. It's not Star Wars. It's Frank Herbert. And he wrote these sci-fi. And they did a movie in the 80s that's very strange and long. And it bombed. And they just redid the movie again from the novel. I don't know if I'm going to.
Yeah, you don't think you're going to spend the money or check it out at the local library?
Yeah, everyone keeps saying it's going to be good and there's a big cast in it and, you know, Chalamet, whoever, and some other person, some chick. Probably not going to watch it. You know, space worms poop and that's fuel and everyone's fighting over it. Yeah, that's what it comes down to.
Space worms poop is fuel.
Yep.
Doesn't sound like a good movie. I'll skip it.
Yeah.
So, anyway, I'll find that reference later.
Hey, big ad real quick. Did we get notes all together? Were we still doing something this evening? Nah, he's pretty busy. He's trying to contact someone.
Or eating. Big Ed, are you eating? Do you have your, what is he like, Skittles?
Oh, maybe he muted
because he's the Skittles.
Eating Skittles.
So we don't hear the ruffling of the bag and chomping of the Skittles.
That's good. Sorry. We'll go to this. Hey, Subway. What do you think about? Oh, Big Ed probably lost the show. Okay, and he's back. Hey, Subway. What do you think about the events on Raw last night?
I lost the mic button disappeared. I was muted.
No, you're good. You're good. Hold on. Subway was just in the middle of something real quick. We'll get back to you in a second.
No worries.
I'll say this. AJ Styles got his Christmas present, and that is him getting dumped by Omos.
Do you think he wants to be a singles? He didn't want to be in a tag team?
I think Omos is ready to be in a single. I think Omos is ready to be singles. Yeah, I think Omos wants to be singles.
Omos played collegiate basketball at South Florida. Little known fact.
What's up with the Miz? That guy's a dick, huh?
He's the best at it. Oh, he was dialed.
He is. That's really. He should be called Horse Cock Johnson.
Was he extra nasty last night?
No, he was good.
Edge took and I think punched him. Did something with his wife and she got pissed and she gave a good. That looked like a real slap too.
All right, so that was from the week prior. Yeah, you know he has Edge out. He kind of gets him all worked up and. Whatever, and then Maryse slaps Edge, and then they worked everyone, thinking that they were all in the outs, Maryse and the Miz, and they were even working the show where the Miz is like pleading to Maryse, like, you know, don't talk about our relationship. She goes on, you know, the Edge has the show, the cutting edge.
Yeah.
He goes out there and she's talking to him, and then next thing you know, the Miz is out there just beating on the Edge. It was all set up. They had everyone fooled. It was good. Last night was a pretty good one. I mean, the Miz is definitely much better having Maryse in his corner. I mean, yes. they work very well together.
Yes, I agree.
But AJ Styles going solo again.
You don't haven't seen it as the Mysterio either. Where's he been?
No. They wrestled last night. Actually, they wrestled against AJ Styles and Omos. That was the last match. And Omos turned his back on AJ on a tag, and the guy in the onesie got the tag. He in his Square D outfit, he got
was the tag. Was he wearing a Square D?
No, but he just – I don't know. I just can't get into Dominic Mysterio.
He doesn't have much of a character.
He doesn't.
It's kind of like, hey, that's like,
they've tried really weird storylines. They brought the family. You know, they had something with some redheaded guy last year dating a sister. It was all weird things.
They're just gonna have. You know what they're gonna have to do with him? Is they're just gonna have to turn him into some kind of freak. Kind of like Kane style.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because he's just
– I think Ray carries him. No offense, Dominic.
No, I agree with that. I agree with that. It's just the character – he's Rey Mysterio's son. That's the character.
Yeah.
And he's Rey Mysterio's son.
So it would be better if, like, then Rey Mysterio's, like, an overbearing dad. He's always yelling at him, like, eat your vegetables.
Eat your broccoli, damn it.
And he's like, dude, you know – do another did set you of mow- reps.
Did you mow the lawn?
This is why you're not even a mid-card wrestler, you fucking ham and egger, you know? I don't know. So.
What'd you think of the Buccaneers?
Terrible.
Now the defense did everything they were supposed to do. You know, you hold the Saints, you hold any team three field goals.
That was the defense, highlight.
It was, you know what, top to bottom, it was the best game the defense played all year.
Still lost.
Yeah, they lost. You know, offense couldn't get into a rhythm, and you lose Mike Evans, and you lose
Fournette. They had to pick up Le'Veon Bell today.
Well, Fournette, you lost Godwin. However, you know, Ronald Jones, the second's pretty good running back, and he's strong. But we could not convert third and two. We could not. Yeah, that was the bane of our existence that whole night, was converting third and two. We just couldn't do it.
Yeah, I believe what's his name? The Bucks picked up Le'Veon Bell today, so I guess they have a new backup.
Le'Veon Bell's going to be at the marijuana clinic pretty quick.
Yeah.
He's like, I have anxiety. Oh. Hey, Le'Veon Bell, try not to get rolled by your prostitutes again, okay? Just get your focus on it.
At work today, speaking of marijuana,
yeah,
a car showed up. It smelled like the guy just finished smoking a blunt in the car.
That happens. Wow.
And I was like, are you kidding me? And I had to get in the car.
Where you're like, hey, man, are you kidding me? Puff, puff, pass.
No.
You have it all to yourself.
I'm like, come on, man.
Puff, puff, pass.
I'm like, come on, man. I'm like, no thanks, dude. No thanks.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. The, you know what? All right. So the Bucks got three games left. They got two division games. They're both against the Panthers, and we got to play the Jets. So they got to win three games, and you know, with a little luck, we'll be at least a two seed. That gives us a week off. We get most of the home games for the playoffs, depending on who they
wait. We need a week off.
Oh no! Only the one seed has the week off, right?
Yeah.
Right? Is that how they do it now with the seven?
Yeah, that's how they do it now. Yeah. I mean, the Bucks are still get the number one seed like they could, but I just don't see it.
No, they're not going to get a number one seed. I just, for some reason, I just don't see Green Bay losing in the regular season. I just see them.
No.
Choking in a critical game in the postseason. Wow.
A little lube, please.
Yeah.
A little oil that chair.
Yeah, there's a ghost. There's a ghost somewhere.
A little lube for horse cock, please.
Lube it up.
Yeah, lube up my horse cock chair. Tell which one it is. It's the one with the horse cock on it.
The horse cock. The hairy horse cock rocker. Hair. You know, it's a horse cock. They're hairy.
I guess.
Sounds nice. Hairy horse cock. No?
No.
Okay.
No. I want to apologize to everyone out there.
I don't apologize.
Well, Big Ed, you think you're ready?
No, I never finished.
Oh, okay. Oh, so we're disregarding. Okay.
Disregard.
Right. Yeah, I have to. I need at least 15 listens, first of all. I haven't even got two in yet.
This is,
you know, I really listen. You know what I mean? I got to do at least a dozen to 15 listens before I even start thinking about typing.
All right. So what's everyone's homework in case people missed last week? So they're ready next week so they can listen to it and then experience the review with you.
What do you mean, what's my homework?
No, for the listeners. Everyone else, not you.
You have your homework.
They have homework.
Huh. If they want to listen to the Beastie Boys, Ill Communication?
That's right.
Oh,
however, if you listen to that, you might as well listen to Paul's Boutique, you know, to the Five Boroughs. You're not going to go wrong with Beastie Boys, but you're going to be reviewing
Ill Communication. Yeah, but this really showed a little bit of depth with them, you know?
Sure, no doubt.
They weren't just like, you know, sampling rhymes and stuff like that.
No. Yep. I agreed.
No, so hard, it's a hard charger out of the box. You know?
Absolutely.
Kicking Root Down. I mean, that's like one of the best songs ever.
Yes. No, I like that album.
I saw them on Letterman. They all played instruments like for the first time live, I guess. It was pretty cool. They did Sabotage.
Yeah, I think that was like they did SNL during that time too, which was
yeah, because Letterman really liked to have musical guests. He appreciated good music.
He did.
If you pull that up on YouTube, it's pretty. You see how young they are too.
Well, that was a secret of Paul Schaefer. And Paul Schaefer was so good at recruiting great young acts too. Of the late shows, consistently, David Letterman always had the more interesting bands to play. You know,
Was that like
they had Pearl Jam before anyone had Pearl Jam? They would have the Beastie Boys. They used to Tom Waits used to be on there all the time.
Steppenwolf. He was a big Steppenwolf fan too.
Yeah.
So is Paul Schaefer in charge of getting the
musical talent? I think he had a lot to do with that. Or say, you know, as far as who did the booking, like look into this and this, because he had a long history of playing music. One of being ahead of the he was the first head of the Saturday Night Live band. And then when he left, G.E. Smith took over. And I believe that's how it went.
Yeah, because Paul Schaefer was in the Blues Brothers band.
Yes. And then when he left, and I think not really that long after he left SNL, you know, he was with David.
I think that's why he left.
Yeah.
And you know who his drummer was?
For
Letterman, Paul Schaefer's band.
No, I don't know.
Anton Figg.
Oh yeah. You know what? That was mentioned a couple weeks ago, actually.
Anton Figg played for Peter Criss on Creatures of the Night. No, Dynasty, the 79 album, and then he also toured with Fairleigh's Comets.
Yeah.
So we had a history with those guys.
Yeah. Interesting. I thought you were going to say for a second, get him confused, say Max Weinberg. I'm like, no, wrong band, wrong band.
No. I don't even think he's a good drummer. He's not like Charlie Watts good, you know what I mean?
Who?
Fig? Max Weinberg. No, Fig was a good drummer. Oh. Sure, he still is.
I'm sure he's serviceable, right?
Yeah, I mean, he's been with the E Street from the inception. I mean, not a bad game.
You know, I mean, you know, from what I heard, Springsteen's kind of a perfectionist, so I can't imagine if Weinberg's a sloppy player, he would keep him around.
No, but you just didn't want me to confuse him with Anton Figg.
Oh, yeah, I got you.
No, because he played with...
He hadn't been with Conan in years.
Right, but he was...
When Conan...
He was a big...
Before
he went over to TBS.
He was there the whole time, up until he went to TBS. When he went to TBS, Max Weinberg wasn't – I don't think he was there at all in his TBS years.
I don't know. I can't confirm it.
No, I don't think he was at all. So. You watch a lot of late night. Do you record a Seth Meyers show?
Not anymore. I used to watch him when Fred Armisen would be on. You know, who's Seth Meyers went in a different direction that I'm not a fan of. That's all.
Yeah. No. Well, I was just wondering more because of Fred Armisen, because that's why I like Seth Meyers. It's just like his rapport with Armisen's.
I enjoyed that, but I haven't seen it.
Like Fallon and his other guy. you know.
No, I don't record any late night anymore. Steve.
Yeah. Oh, okay, okay.
It's just too much other stuff to watch.
There is a lot of, there's too much content.
A ton. I just watched Yellowstone and 1883 last night, back to back. And both episodes, I mean, that is the quickest hour on TV is Yellowstone. It's like, holy shit, it's over already? I'm like, what? I'm trying to figure like what they did. They're just rolling through the season, and there's going to be a big, you know, ass bang at the end. Like.
Jeez, I wonder how that's going to all go down. So are they just doing all the episodes all together?
No, 1883 came on after Yellowstone, so I recorded both.
I got you.
So I watched like the trailer, and then I watched the premiere last night, and it was decent. I mean, Faith Hill and who's the Trace Atkins?
Tim McGraw.
Tim McGraw plays a badass, like Rip type badass. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Except he's a family guy. He's got a couple of kids. He's got a niece and the wife's sister. I mean, there's a whole. It's pretty cool. He's a part of a hired gun that's going to take people out west. Sam Elliott's part of a group. They're like the tour guide per se, but it's not a tour guide. But they've made the trip before, and he's ripping these guys into asshole, these immigrants, because they don't have guns. They have ox, and ox aren't like traveling animals. Like a horse, you could take on the trail. You can't take an ox on a trail. So no. he's like, you got to get rid of these. You got to get horses. He goes, you're not going to be ready to leave in the morning. You know, Sam Elliott's just going off. You're not going to be ready to leave in the morning. And there's only one guy that understands the English. It's they kind of covered a lot in an hour, but that's the premise. Is them going out west from Fort Worth. That's where they're originating. Fort Worth, and they're going to try and go all the way up to, like, Oregon. So they're going to go north. Northwest, I think. That's probably the direction, you know? Yeah. But a hard north.
Yeah. Well, there's mostly – yeah, you're coming from Fort Worth. There's a lot of north you got to go.
Oh, yeah. And it's like, you know, if the terrain doesn't get you, you know, the Indians, you know, like there's critters, there's just everything, you know, the odds are against you, you know. So far it came out of the block pretty hard. So I don't imagine it's slowing down. And it's the same guy who is the creator of Yellowstone, who I didn't know. He plays a part. He rides them trick horses that sprint, and then they stop, they drag their rear legs. Have you ever seen that?
Yes. Yeah.
That's the kind of writing he does on the show. I'm like, wow, this guy is something else. He created the show, he writes the show, and he plays a badass cowboy that can – there's no stunt double like doing what he's doing. Like everyone out there is riding. So it's pretty interesting. This guy's depth of, you know, his vision of what he wants to see, you know, and portrayed it on the screen. He's like, this one, we're going to start it as a book. We're going to present it as if it's a novel. And that's how they're, you know, the one young girl, she's like narrating through the story. Good job so far. I can't imagine it getting, you know, boring after what I saw last night. You know, like, oh, what happened to the pizzazz?
Right.
Yeah. So I think Yellowstone fans will be in for a treat.
Oh, good. Well, I'll look forward to eventually getting into that show.
Yeah, but it's not like you have to watch Yellowstone to do that one, because it's, you know, 130 years apart, maybe. So I don't know, 1880. Yeah, 100, almost 140 years apart.
So they can let that show run for a while.
Yeah, they got a little bit of time.
Right. So if they got 20 seasons, they get out of it. I mean, they're not in danger.
Kind of be like Gunsmoke.
Yeah.
I don't think people are into that anymore. Like writers or the, you know, the. I mean, that'd be cool if some of these shows would stay on like that. And I'm not talking about the shitty doctor shows that just keep fucking running, you know?
I agree.
Like Grey's Anatomy, you know? I mean, but it's something with content, you know?
Law and Order SVU, they're like 20 seasons in.
Yeah.
I've never watched an episode.
Like, all those people should have PTSD from all the sex crimes they see.
They should be retiring.
And the only one that just keeps moving along is like Ice-T. He's like, you know, you need to get Car Shield. He's worried about Car Shield, you know. You got to get that Car Shield.
You know, you got to protect your investment, you know.
Sure, your kid's going to get diddled on the way, but your car's going to break. Who's going to pay for that?
They bought me an engine and a transmission.
Hey, you got to pay for that. No, I don't. I got Car Shield.
I got Car Shield.
I couldn't afford it anyway. I got to take my kid to the shrink now because it was hey, touch these wee wee.
Is that what Law and Order SVU is? It's all.
Yeah, our parental figure, like our maternal figure. She can watch that all day, and she does.
Yeah. The lead character, Olivia Benson, played by Mariska Hargitay, her character, I think, has been raped like twice on the show.
Really?
Kidnapped a couple times. I mean, she just keeps moving along.
How's she still working?
I don't know. She'll be a mess.
She gets up, she makes her coffee, and she goes to work. Like, it's no big deal.
Yeah, she's all just well adjusted. Everyone else is the pussy, you know?
Well, it's only a couple of horse cock. I can handle that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't think shows have legs like that anymore.
Well, some people just want to move on. You get tied into a show 5-6 years and for whatever reason they want to move on. But I don't know. You get a hit TV show. I mean, that's a meal ticket, man.
Yeah, like Ed O'Neill. He hit twice.
Oh, he sure did.
I mean, he did 20 years of sitcom. Modern Family.
Modern Family, right.
Well, how about Kelsey Grammer? He did the same character on two shows. Cheers, which was a number one rated show. The Frasier, which was a number one rated show. He was the same character for like 20 years.
Wonder what that does to his psyche. Do you think he finds himself becoming Frasier at any point in time?
Or do you I think for some people they do that.
Or do you think there's a separation that they're able to say that is my character and this is me?
Ted Danson said that's why he wanted to leave Cheers.
Really?
Yeah, he just like felt like he was, you know, Sam Malone, and he just didn't want to do that anymore.
That's interesting, and I get that because to all of America, you are the TV character. You're not Ted Danson.
Correct. You're
Sam Malone. Hey, it's Sam Malone.
Mayday Malone or Dr. Becker, you know,
or whoever. I didn't really like Becker too much.
It was all right. He complained. The show was just like him complaining all the time.
Yeah.
That was his character.
He didn't have enough complaining to do at home, so he had to go out to get paid to complain.
Right.
Or you could be like Tony Danza and play Tony Maselli, which is really pretty much you're playing yourself.
Right.
And who's the boss?
Apparently, Angel was the boss.
Apparently.
Yeah. Apparently.
Judith Light. She's from Trenton, New Jersey.
Is she?
Yeah. And then the kid. What's his name?
I Heart Cock.
He does like cock.
Yeah. Not that there's anything wrong with
anything wrong with that. But
you know, I want to bring that up because actually for something I was discussing with Sweet Melissa. She's on remote and texting on the message board. So she's running the message board. Everyone, the two listeners, they can listen there and message her. You know, if someone gets angry, they're like, hey, you over there, why don't you suck my dick? And as a negative connotation, I'm thinking like, well, you know, I don't think it has to have a negative connotation. Look, there are different lifestyles. Not my choice. I'm just saying.
Yeah, but still, it's still not friendly banter. Hey, you suck my cock. It can never be like a friendly banter, you know?
No. Hear me out. I think things get lost in translation. But if you told someone, you know, and they could be like from another planet or another language, you're like, hey, you know what? You over there, I don't like you. Suck a shit. They're going to know you mean something and something not nice. Everyone can agree they would not like sucking on shit. That's what I'm just saying. I don't know.
So you're trading cock for shit.
Just to make sure people know I'm implying a negative connotation.
Just in case they're gay. And they'll be like, oh, or okay.
Whatever. Yeah. Well, not gay. What if it's a woman? She's like, well, I'm all into that.
Yeah, she's like, ah,
that's so
I
that
like
be
cock.
My thing. Yeah, that's what I'm into.
But nobody likes to suck shit.
Nobody.
Hi.
Yeah, I think you have a point. I think you put some thought into that one.
I lost some sleep over this.
Did you really?
Yeah.
You're tossing and turning.
So sucking a shit, that's a thing.
That's a thing. That's that. It's like a pudding pop, but not a good
pudding
pop. A
shitty pudding pop.
It's like a really bad pudding pop.
Yep. So there. That's my stance on that.
Wonder if we can change America's view on that to... Suck a shit.
Well, it only takes one.
Takes none for me.
It only takes one, and then it cats on. You know what? Wake up. It's trending on Twitter.
Oh, my goodness.
Suck a shit. Hashtag suck a shit. It's
trending. You watched the Today Show.
Yeah, and it started by someone else. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like Flavortown.
Right.
Guy Fieri robbed you, huh?
Oh, bigger than dog slap. Bigger than sucking his shit.
Yeah. Big Ed. Yeah. You know, Big Ed also used to wear sunglasses on the back of his head and shirts with flames on it.
Really?
No.
Did he have blonde spiky hair?
No.
I didn't want to be recognized.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't blame you. Anonymity is good.
Wasn't he like a food net? Like he was in the Food Network Star or something
like
that?
Yeah, that's exactly where he came from. He was like the first season of Next Food Network Star. And the rest, as they say, is history. But I do like his show. I like Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives.
Yeah, it's a great. Yeah, I like it too.
I can only watch like one or two episodes and I need a break because.
The shtick?
Yeah, it's just too much. It's just too much. I appreciate his positivity and like, Flavortown.
Wow. And this turd sandwich is very
just
tasty.
Just watch him just stuff his face constantly and just, I don't know. Kind of depresses me.
Think so?
No, I know so. I'm like, all right, I need a break from this show.
Wow. I can watch hours and hours worth. In fact, I wonder if it's on tonight.
That's probably on. That show's on a lot. Wait, what's tonight? Tuesday night?
Tuesday. It's on. See, Friday. It's either Friday or Saturday night. On. Saturday night, they run it on Food Network for like a 4-hour block of Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives. Triple D.
Triple D.
Yeah, that brings me to something. Why does everything have to be abbreviated anymore?
Lazy.
Why does it have to? Yeah.
Because it's not Saturday Night Live. It's SNL.
Yeah, but they've done that for
many years. But still, it's not Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives. It's Triple D.
Oh, Repeaty just did a lap. He's fast. He's not like the other guy.
All right. Show context clues for people. Repeaty is Big Ed's frog.
Yes. It's Petey's replacement. Fill in.
He's a repeat of the other frog. Repeat.
Right. Repeating.
Yeah. I get it. It's pretty good.
I think our listeners get it. We have smart listeners. I think they get it too.
Do you know where I got that from? Back in late 80s, there was a video. It was a special that came out on HBO called Gross Jokes. Dice Man was on it. Dom Irrera, Seinfeld, George Wallace, and the other guy who used to – he's dead now. He was a smoker. Fuck. Oh, what the fuck's his name? And it'll come to me. But Dom Irrera used to had a bit. He'd go, yeah, I'll be out in Brooklyn with Muscle Marinara, Big Petey, Little Petey, Rip Petey, the whole gang, you know? And that was part of his shtick. But that's what he called him, Big Petey, Little Petey, Rip Petey. Because he said everything twice. He said it twice. He said it twice. You know, then he started doing Rip Petey, you know, and repeating right. everything. So.
That's a lot of good New York comics right there.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, who is the other guy? He died of throat cancer, too.
Throat cancer?
He was he's been dead maybe almost 20 years now, but he came up around with those guys, Dice and Seinfeld and George Wallace.
I'll have to look it up off air. This will like grind me to a halt to try to figure this out right now. I would say Schimmel, but it's
no, not Schimmel. It's not Schimmel. No.
No, Schimmel was much later in Breaking Out.
This was like 88, 89, somewhere around there. It was called Gross Jokes. It's an HBO special or something like that.
Is it Brenner? No, Brenner's still alive.
Yeah. It's going to throw you for a loop when I tell you who it is.
Yeah. Well. Oh, are you looking it up right now?
Yeah, but if you're going to do whatever you're going to do, go ahead. If I could always put a pin in it, you know.
Yeah, that's fine. Well, the baseball's still on strike, and we're probably going to look at that for the foreseeable future. It's too early. When you get to spring training, we'll probably see something. But what's also right around the corner is NASCAR. What do you think about them racing in the L.A. Coliseum?
I think it's a good idea. I like it. It's doing something different, and you're putting the sport in the backyard and in front of people who may not have ever gone to a NASCAR race. And I think NASCAR is in the process of growing their fan base. And it's something different, something cool. Why not? You know, we've run... You know, the clash at Daytona since the beginning.
Try something different.
Yeah, try something different. I love Daytona, but...
Maybe that could be a roving event. Is that what they're hoping?
I don't know what they're hoping. I think right now they just want to pull off this Coliseum deal. They broke ground on building the racetrack today.
Really?
Yes. So they started... Well,
they should have time to
get... Oh, they got plenty of time. I was listening to NASCAR radio this morning, and they spoke to Steve O'Donnell, who is the director of competition for NASCAR, and he is saying, based on what they have so far, breaking ground today, it gives them a couple weeks before the race to make sure everything's the way it should be. They're expecting... There's a racetrack... And Winston-Salem, North Carolina, that is the Bowman Gray Stadium.
Okay.
It is a football stadium with a racetrack in it.
So, really?
Yes. So Bowman Gray is famous for – there was a History Channel show called Madhouse, and it followed racers who raced – they raced modifieds. At Bowman Gray. So it was pretty interesting. They call Bowman Gray the Madhouse due to the fact drivers will come off the track pissed off at each other. It's a short track, one lane, hard to pass.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what you're going to get at the Coliseum. So I think it's going to be neat, something different. I want to bring new eyes onto the sport, which as long as the sport's growing, it's healthy. NASCAR is kind of, I don't want to say it's been stagnant, but NASCAR in the last 2 years due to COVID, their hand was forced to try things different, and they found out, wow, we can do this. We can race at different racetracks, race with different formats.
Race on different nights.
You race on different nights. I was sad to see that weekday races never took off. I think that would have been neat. I would definitely tune into something like that, but the TV ratings didn't show that. So, but hey, they tried it. Can't say they didn't try. So I think that's where NASCAR is at right now. It's just, why not? They're in the why not phase. Why not?
Bill Hicks. So,
oh, Bill Hicks. Yeah. Not a New York guy. He was from Texas or something. Yeah, he
Bill
died.
Hicks. Yeah. Pancreatic cancer, 1994. He's 32.
Yeah.
What a shame. Yeah. Young.
And he was just really kind of breaking out at that point.
Wow.
Yeah.
Could you imagine? I don't want to imagine.
Good find there, Big Ed. I never would have got that. For some reason, I never would have connected Bill Hicks to Dom Arrera, George Wallace, Seinfeld, and the Dice Man.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. I guess it wasn't it was an HBO special, though. I can't think of it was. See, still, but I was able to find Bill Hicks. I was looking around and stand ups from the 80s. And then,
see, HBO was really good about that back then for those.
They had a lot of comedy specials.
They were big on comedy specials. They'll kind of do some now and Showtime. I don't think they carry the same gravitas. I think for some of the comedians, it still means something because it means you're going to make it or you've made it.
Like the last set of shorts that the Tenacious D did. They were great. They did six episodes.
Yeah.
They were hilarious. Stupid, but hilarious. Yeah, HBO used to be good like that.
Used to be an event to have an HBO comedy special.
Oh, yeah.
It used to be a big deal.
Oh, yeah. Well, there were so few too then.
Right.
Like when you knew a George Carlin.
George, absolutely.
He was going to have one. You're like, oh,
got to tune in Saturday night. Let's.
He's going to have a crazy one. Hey, what was that show he had on Fox? You remember that, Big Ed? He was like a taxi driver or something, right?
Who? George Carlin.
Was it just called the George Carlin Show?
Yeah.
And basically, it was just like a half hour of him ranting, basically.
it was always some kind of scenario. If you look on YouTube, you could find his show. It took place in the bar.
See, I'd like to rewatch it. I remember watching it and I liked it. And I don't know. I'd be interested to see if it still holds up or still is funny. But it wasn't on that long. I think they only did one or two seasons.
Yeah, I would say it's two seasons.
Because, and that was Fox would just kind of abandon shows quite early, but I want to say that was a Sunday night show, too.
Yeah, it's amazing they cut that, but they kept 21 Jump Street and Married with Children. I mean, that was probably, I think it went 10 years, Married with Children, right?
I think it went 11. No, that brought in pretty good ratings for though Fox.
Oh yeah,
Children.
Well, it's Married with Children and The Simpsons. They were the anchor shows.
Sure, those are the shows that really got Fox any kind of recognition at that point in time.
Simpsons are still in the air, 35 years later, whatever.
That's insane.
Quite a run.
I can't, but honestly, I can't tell you the last time I watched The Simpsons.
No, because they have, you know, they had a, they fucking went to the woke crowd. Like, they took away Apu. I'm like, come on now, just get over yourselves.
Apu just, was a great character.
Yeah,
he didn't mean cartoon. Any harm. It's a cartoon.
Yeah, they have four fingers. You can't take it serious.
Yeah. It's not a real hand.
Is the world a safer place now that Apu's not on TV?
The answer is no. It's a sadder place.
Do less people watch The Simpsons because of it? Yes. Fucking idiots.
Yep.
It's just entertainment. It's all it is.
That's all. That's all. But c'est la vie.
Indeed. Well, with that, I think we're
at it's a show.
I think we're at that limit.
All right. Well, hey, Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas, guys.
Merry Christmas. And time for Christmas music.
Put it on, Case.
Yeah.
WBCS.
BCS. WBCS. See you guys.
See you, buddy.
See ya.
See you, gang.